그럼. 예, 그니까. 감사합니다. 자꾸 모여, there is a story, you know. You know. It crow imitated a peacock. He got some paper. Put in it, say that, and began to. So that is imitation. But if Guru Vaishnava blesses, even a crow can become a peacock. There is vast ocean of difference between peacock and crow. Still, by Guru Vaishnava Vaishnava, a crow can become a peacock.
The other day I was hearing a tape, philosophy tape, and you told a story about a man who sawed himself off a limb. Mm-hmm. He cut himself off the limb, and the sages said, oh, he said the great fool, he should marry the queen.
Oh.
But I forgot the end part. After Saraswati, Goddess Saraswati gave him knowledge, then what happened? After he was given knowledge, then what, how does the story go?
Then he returned to his wife. He was knocking door. Why was he? Very, very sorry that my husband is such a fool. He began to write. Pashchit Vaga Vishnu. Asti Pashchit Vaga Vishnu. But the wife was going to his house with him. God's house with him. And he did. Yes. And then I went to then, he went to bed. See, I was very happy. Asti Uttarasyam Vrishi Vumaraya Nama Naraji Raja. Upaparam Puyamidhi Padakya Kita Kutupa Amma this people of the world. Asti Parashyam Vishi Himalaya Nama Ladadira. On the northern side of the earth, there is a big, big Himalaya. Puyamidi Aradadira. He's touching both sides, great ocean. Sthitaphritujyam, Ugamana Manna. He's standing just like the, this part, rain rod, two sides,
yes.
Balance, this part, rod.
I know, India, I know.
Scale, yes. Standing like a scale, keeping the two oceans as balance. So, I think the Arctic region, the Arctic region where there is big mountain, not that Himalaya. Himalaya means the resort of the snow. Hima means snow, hala. Uttarasyam is the north pole.
Yeah, it's huge mountain.
Yeah, the wind means that. Asti Uttarasyam Dhisi Vumalaya Nama Nadadira. Tuyamidhi, Tuyamidhi, that Pacific person at Atlantis. Avagadhya, touching, Sthita Prithivyam of the earth, scale rod, taking these are two scales. giving the description of the North Pole. That means he had full knowledge of the whole world situation. Vāgavīśeṣa, his core was, which was uttered to his wife, Hasti. In Hasti, he began Kumar Sambhava. Hasti kasti Vāgavīśeṣa. With the Vāg, with this word, he wrote Raghuvanta. Bhagartha Pratibhattai Bhagartha. Parvati, when you just I read this Kumar Sambhava Bhakti Kathaya, Raghuvansa, and Shakuntala. These four books are very famous for Kalidasa. When he turned back to meet his wife, he uttered first four words, Hasti Kasti Vāgavīśeṣa. Somebody who is a master of language, because he kicked him, his wife kicked him. So he was going to die. And Mother Saraswati appeared. She prayed very plainly to Mother Saraswati. He did not do anything in the world. So I am so poor that I have been kicked by my mother. So I said, Mother Saraswati is very kind. Rajwan. Yeah, he'll learn it. Whatever he speaks, that he'll do. Go back. No, come and see. I give blessing. Whatever he will speak, that will be learned.
So those four words, what do they mean?
The four words, when he came back, knocking the door, his wife came and said, "Who is that?" And so he replied in Sanskrit, "Hasti kasti Vāgavīśeṣa." So she was surprised. He was on my own. I kicked him out. And speaking in Sanskrit, "How is that?"
When does that mean?
Oh, Hasti kasti Vāgavīśeṣa. Here is standing something, personified language.
Somebody
who's personified language. Oh, it's within you. Yes, I'm not here. Then we have to write books. It's four words. Four books.
And each book began with one word, with one of those four words?
It was the, he wrote Kumar Sambhava, Bhartha Kartikeya. Kartika is known as Kumar. So how Kartika was born, the story is written. With the beginning, with the word, Hasti. Hasti uttarasam dhisi himalaya nama nagaradhidharya.
Shiva and Parvati.
And then with Bhag, this word. Bhag artha pratipattai. Okay.
Asti bhag.
Asti kaschid. Kaschid bhag abhishek. Megadhuta, Shakuntala, and Kumar Sambha, Bhagavan. So many scholars, pandit, poets are there in the main bandhana. Like they have no knowledge of Krishna.
Are you considered a
Monday? Yeah. Grammar for you. Grammar, they're called grammar. Mandan pro. We read in our IA, I had Sanskrit up to IA. In VA, I gave up Sanskrit. History of the world, economic. Todd's history of India.
Yeah, I remember you used to tell us all the history of Nanda Chini.
And in economics, I read your president's book, Udroy's State.
Philosophy?
In philosophy, we studied Doctor's Defense Metaphysics. Psychology.
Now you comment in the
No, at that time we did not realize this. But there was reference of Aristotle, Kant. Percival. And then one regularly Mill. Yeah. John Scott.
That was on one of the tapes that was lost. John Scott Mill. I have to do that one over again.
John Scott Mill was a big man. And Aristotle.
The variegatedness in the material world that has just produced the world out of illusion, conditions, liberated soul.
Oh, yeah. We Bhashna Prasada, we don't say fog. We'll say temporary. fall? Why we shall say God's creation has fallen? We don't say.
Forget exactly the verse, I'm just
saying, why shall I say creation of God is false? There is insult. If some Mayavadi pillars ever come, they are called, they are created with Krishna consciousness, and these are called false. So why shall I think? God is nonsense that I was so hard and happy to say something, well, he says false. I'll not be very much happy. Similarly, God is so nice creation. Why shall I say false? And if he is true, why he shall create false? That theory we don't accept. We say that we're temporary. Temporary, illusory. Bring.